He felt, Terry felt, that Hodges very definitely given help, aid, and comfort every way he could before. And I think that's true. And I expect Hodges, among the people around here, probably is influential more than anybody. Now, Lake obviously has some influence.
What would they say? And I think I'd be, I'd understand more than Lake. He said that he was very deeply civilized. Lake says more than I've got, you want my help, and I've got the Dallas Tower. My group has got to decide where to go. You can't mention Johnson's name, and you can't leave Johnson, so I led him for the door. But he took that decision in the runoff down there,
but didn't know that he was going to do it in the election. Late, despite his bitter, undying opposition to the civil rights years, I just from his society, he had a consistent Democrat. I know that he was ready to vote. I don't know.
What do you hear about Strong's vote?
Well, it caused me and put me in hell, bitch. I got about 500 telegrams of letters. Some do this, I can't you, don't you think you can get Strong?
He had all his heart.
I doubt if it had any great impact down there. It may cost you vote to South Carolina. Johnson don't think so. He thinks Terry carried the state without any question. That's it. Oh, if I got to do about it yesterday. But old Strong, the curiosity, he saw the localized role of people that support him over there in South Carolina. He has no asking questions. Strong finally gets up and asks, no one made out of green cheese, this green cheese, anybody sure it meant to them. I don't know, Mr. President. I think he's got a good chance of carrying Louisiana, maybe. But I think he's losing ground there.
Yeah, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, Arizona.
Well, he won't carry. He won't carry Alabama. That independent ticket can carry Alabama. That's the way it is. If Wallace tries independent electors, he won't carry Bush, somebody like that.
Yeah, Wallace is for the door, right?
Well, they bought him out of the running in Debit. But I was with Wallace down at port at Columbus, and I talked to him some. And he was behind the back. He even helped fix it and had him let go. No talking to me. That he couldn't. To help a bitch about the Democrats on account of civil rights, they just didn't have the conscience about a gold one. Of course, he made us been talking. But he's been right in it. I know him since he was Solicitor General down there. District Attorney, he called him on the
board. He's strong for me at 60.
Oh, he was fighting you. Boy, he was fighting you at 60. He was really all out.
You gonna get through a fair sentence?
We get through about the 15th of October.
Well, I've got a hell of a problem. It's gonna be through about October 3rd.
October 3rd? How you gonna do it and get that the Medicare bill? They're working it out over there. They're gonna give you a Medicare bill, as you well know.
I hope they do, but I don't know.
But they've got some sort of agreement not to even put that bill back to them until we get the next. And you know that's gonna take some time.
got one I can vote for, thank God.
Have you talked to Wilbur about it?
No, but I've been in mighty close touch with Russell Long and Hale Boggs. He's on the conference.
I have never talked to Wilbur. Get him to go for it. Say Wilbur.
Well, Russell Long told me last night he's around my apartment at Bill's spot. I asked him if he had some deduction for letting that payment by the patient. And he said he had some and didn't have enough. I said, well, you ought to have that. If you don't, the damn thing cost every skyrocket. That's true. You have to, they ain't got to pay something, you know. Every time you get a cold, it's easy for the doctor and for the patient. The man go to the hospital and stay a week. But if he's got to pay $25, $50, he won't go. Yes, he said. And I was very much concerned about that. And he said, well, it was death.
While you were in the cabinet room, Secretary McNamara called you.
All right, get him on.
Thank you.
Get him on phone.
Thank you.
You see, I've got 30 days there, September the 3rd, but acting attorney general. And the law says that you get appointed acting attorney general for longer than 30 days.
Is that right?